to the middle clerk.
From the interim fiscal and budget administrator, Department of Administrative Services submitting a due diligence informational report regarding Phase 2 guaranteed energy savings performance contracting with Ameresco. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit. The recommendation is to concur with staff, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Say your name for the record and for the committee.
Chairman Supervisor Sarah Jankowski with the Department of Administrative Services. We just had a brief revision to our due diligence report for the Ameresco project. The original scope included work at Noyes and Pulaski indoor pools for the pool covers, and because of safety concerns, Ameresco requested that those be removed from the project. So they've been working with DPW to come up with an alternative list for the implementation of Phase 2. The original list from DPW from the January 2010 cycle included work at the transit, fleet, and administration buildings, but that was removed during the due diligence phase because of a large payback period there. With the revised work, we've included some lighting retrofits at transit, fleet, and transit administration, which are a reduced scope from the original. Some of the lighting is difficult to get to, which made it more expensive in the higher payback period. So this would be a limited scope of transit lighting work to bring the total scope of work to $527,000, which is about $100,000 less than originally approved. The first 3 years are projected to bring a net deficit of about $5,000, then $3,000, then $1,200. However, the overall savings in the 10-year period is about $40,000, as well as we started paying debt service costs for these for this work in 2011, so we'd like to get this project moving forward so we can begin to see savings to help pay for those debt service costs. If you have any further questions, I can answer those.
All right, Supervisor Mediator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wasn't aware of the situation at Noyes and Pulaski. And on this committee, you have both Supervisor Thomas and myself who represent those two areas. Could you give us more information about that? I mean, I didn't know that the pool cover was a problem. And I guess a follow-up is, when you say, oh, you know, transfer to another project, I mean, does that mean they're just not doing the pool cover, or they're going to find a different way to preserve energy in those facilities? Because, and excuse me, another aside, is that was the very reason that we even started with this performance contracting, were those two pools, to help run them more efficiently and save money, because they do operate year-round, and they are they do use a lot of energy. So I wanted more information on that, Mr. Chairman.
I agree.
Chairman, Supervisors, the reason those were taken out by their request is they were going to be descending from the ceiling, and they were concerned that if they're wet and very heavy and they would happen to, for some reason, malfunction, they were concerned about safety there. They had looked at possibly a one that kind of goes across the pool, but because of the situation with where the diving boards are, that didn't work. And then we also had them look at possibly doing improvements to, like, the heating system of the pool, and they weren't able to implement that within performance contracting within a payback period to make that work. So we switched that money. So the only work being done at Noyes and Pulaski right now is the vending misers, and the additional scope is the transit building.
So how much money in total in performance contracting is being done at Noyes and Pulaski? How much money is being spent, excuse me?
$3,000.
Yeah, about $3,000.
Oh, that's the final number?
Yeah, it's just the vending misers.
I think we're going to need to have another technical energy audit at Noyes and Pulaski. So I'm trying to think. I'd like some more information at the next committee on that, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I will have Mr. High work with what's provided.
All right, but we still need the information, even though brought up. It was part of the scope of the energy was for the whole county, but we need to know what's going on since they have money in the budget for to revise those two pools, and everyone should know what's going on with those pools.
Mr. Chairman, just to finish, thank you so much. I guess to me there's like a step of communication that's missing in between there. I believe that before the department made the decision to transfer, I mean, I think that's what you're trying to inform us here, but maybe a step before that, come to the committee and talk about you know, some other possible solutions. But I would like to reopen that up and get another technical energy audit in there because there's a lot of, I know there's a lot of potential in there. And I understand the pool cover thing. I don't want to have problems, but I just know there's a lot of things that could be updated there. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'd like that information next week, please.
Any other questions? Not just the information, I will concur. Is Thank you. Item number three.